Jerry Bader Show 923. Play the audio of Charles Manson, still serving out a life term for the what have been called the Sharon Tate murders, spewing the global warming garbage, sounding not just like kooky Charles Manson, but like any other global warming kook. Interesting guesses. George Clooney, Ted Nugent, and others. But no, that's Charles Manson. By the way, he's going to turn 80 later this year. The Tate-LaBianca murders were 45 years ago. Is that right about now? I believe so. I believe it was July 1969. So he was 35. Or 34, about to be 35. Boy, that just is amazing. 80 years old. How many people listening have no idea who Charles Manson is? You would have to think anyone under 40 would be possibly not knowing. Jason thinks, nah, he's been too celebrated isn't the right word. Yeah, you think that is the right word? That would be sad if it was. Talked about, I mean, there's, you know, the movie, the book, Helter Skelter, because that Beatles tune was his anthem. And, of course, one of his followers tried to assassinate the president. But Lynette Squeaky Fromm, was that her name? Lynette? I don't remember now. Anyway, yes, Charles Manson now, and there are, according to ABC News, there are actually those in the global warming move. Oh, no, we should hang on now. Maybe he's not just a kook. While I was in Minnesota, it's funny, there were two stories that had a lot to do with killing birds. And one does involve, it pits environmentalists against one another. The other involves the new Vikings football stadium. Did you hear about this, Jason? Yeah, that they want the stadium to cost nearly $1.1 million more so they can use fritted glass, which uses quarter-inch ceramic dots that reduce reflections and bird strikes. So that would cut down on the bird deaths. It would cost the state, the $1 billion stadium would increase in cost by about $1.1 million. While I was there, the reporting in the Minneapolis Star Tribune was, no, that's not going to happen. The NFL team and the Minnesota Sports Facility Authority last week confirmed that decision after the Minnesota Audubon Society sent out an alarm saying it was a 200,000-square-foot death trap. Those glass panels, okay? Then there's this one. Then there are hearings taking place all over the, well, in several areas of the country, but this one was in Minnesota while I was there, on a proposal by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to offer companies that build wind turbines permits to kill X number of bald eagles. The proposal, first put out in December of 2013, would give them a 30-year permit to kill bald eagles. 30 years. Can you imagine any other corporate energy entity getting a 30-year license to kill a protected bird of any kind, or slug for that matter, or protected termite, let alone a bald eagle? Try to imagine that. Try to imagine. Now, here's how it works. In 2009, the Fish and Wildlife Service offered companies a chance to prevent prosecution for eagle deaths by applying for a 5-year permit to legally kill or harm a low number of bald or golden eagles. Not sure what low number is, though. A revision proposed in December, under pressure by wind industry leaders, would extend the period covered by a permit from 5 to 30 years, among other changes. This is a very interesting topic because it pits environmentalists against one another. You have environmentalists who like wind energy that might otherwise shed a tear for any bird, let alone a bald eagle. Oh, but you know, it's wind energy. You know how that goes. So we want to protect the birds, but it's wind energy, you know, and that's really important to us. So this is bringing out a very heated debate. The American Bird Conservancy, one of the groups that helped block a project in Minnesota in June, sued the Interior Department for implementing the 30-year revision without adequate impact studies and public input. They just were going to do this. They just implemented it. Yeah, you get a 30-year license to kill the national symbol. So they sued. The American Bird Conservancy sued. A day after we announced we were suing, they're holding public hearings. They tried to sneak this through. Can you imagine ExxonMobil getting a 30-year permit to kill? Actually, I can't. All right. There's something else I learned about while I was on vacation. Very interesting what is right, what is wrong. And I think I've already flip-flopped on this. We'll see what you think in 5. It's 9:30.
Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs.